This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored L'schus the engagement of David Oberlander, L'schus Menachem Mendel Romano, and L'schus Chaya Mushka Drey. The learning of the Dvar Torah is L'schus Reb Shalom Mordechai Halevi Ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva Min HaMeitzar El HaMerchav. This week we will discuss preparing for Pesach. The Friedrich Rebbe related, in Lubavitch, much stringency was placed on checking and getting rid of chametz. Early morning on Erev Pesach, the Rebbe Rashab would go out to the courtyard to shake out the pockets of his clothing, and Mendel the Meshores would then brush them. Now, what could my father have had there that could have been chametz? One year, the Rebbe Rashab asked Mendel if he had cleaned out the chicken coop and the barn, and he answered that he had. The Rebbe said, "You should know that you are responsible for this with your neshama." Although not usually emotional, Mendel fell faint from fear. After saying the Yehi Ratzon following Tkiyas Shofar, the holy tzaddik Rebbe Yitzchok of Berditchev once cried out to Hashem, "Tate Zisar, if the malachim that were created from my kashrak, the Tkiyah, Shvarim, Trua, and Tkiyah, are weak, then let the holy and healthy malachim that were created from the Yidin's hard work before Pesach, Kratzin, Sharin, Raibin, and Kasherin, scratching, scraping, scrubbing, and kashering, should come in their place." In the home of a holy tzaddik Reb Asher of Stalin, much effort was expended on cleaning out the chametz from the cracks of the tables. The chassidim suggested to their Rebbe that it would be easier to just get new tables. The tzaddik responded, "Then with what would Reb Levi Yitzchok of Berditchev defend the Yidden?" One year before Bedikas chametz, the Friedrich Rebbe said, "The checking must also be in Ruchnius, although the physical checking is much easier." And he related, "In the year Tovkuf Chafei, the Alter Rebbe returns from Mezrich before Pesach. On the day of Bedikas Chometz, he did not eat, as he was completely occupied with his achana for the Bedika, making sure to implement all the kavanas he had learned in Mezrich. Bedikas Chometz took him an entire night, and he only owned one room." Chometz symbolizes klipa. Therefore, we keep ourselves away from even the smallest amount, like one who uses all precaution to protect himself from robbers who wish to take his life. While getting rid of all chametz, it is proper to have in mind that just as we are scrubbing and scouring away even the minutest amount, Hashem should destroy the Yetzer Hara from the world. We are certain that Hashem, who sees all the work the Yidden put into cleaning for Pesach, will destroy the klipa and what comes from it, the galus we are in. All the work done for Pesach must be accomplished with ahava and simcha, and include no anger and surely no fights and arguments. Also, the money used to buy the Yom Tov necessities should be honestly earned money, for if not, one is feeding the klipa with kedusha. The Rebbe said at a Farbrengen, "When cleaning the home for Pesach, it is necessary to begin in advance and not wait for the last moment of Bedikas Chametz, for otherwise, how will all the cracks and holes be properly cleansed? To do it all in one moment is impossible. One cannot wait for the last moment and then claim that nothing can be done. So too, Yidden need to rid themselves of the Ruchniyistik Chametz, which is Gaiva. This must be done in advance, because later they may be busy with other aspects of Avodah." In Lubavitch, the cutting of wheat for matzah was a special event. The Chassid Reb Zalman of Zherbina would supply the wheat for the Rebbe Shmura Matzah. All the local Yiddish farmers, several Yoishvim, men who learned full-time in the Rebbe's Beis Medrash, and some Orchim in Lubavitch at the time, would join Reb Zalman and his family for the reaping. The Rebbe himself would also participate, first the Rebbe Marash, and later the Rebbe Rashab. The day for the cutting had to be clear with a hot sun and be preceded by 3 dry days. Reb Zalman would travel to Lubavitch with a number of wagons to transport the chassidim, and since they could not foretell when this would be, they would often stay in Zherbina for a week or longer. The Rebbe would be brought by special transport on the chosen day. For Reb Zalman, this was a tremendous simcha, having the schus of cutting the wheat for the Rebbe's Shmura Matzah, being able to fulfill the mitzvah of Achnosas Urchem, which he truly enjoyed, and especially having the opportunity to host the Rebbe, gave Reb Zalman chayis for an entire year. From the day Reb Zalman departed with his wagon loads of helpers, in Lubavitch they would begin speculating the next day's weather. Day by day they would eagerly await the messenger from Zherbina, who would let them know that the actual reaping day has come. And when that day arrived, the Rebbe would set out on the 2-hour journey to Zherbina. When the sun blazed its strongest between the hours of 12 and 2, the chassidim would reap the wheat with great simcha and with earnestness. wearing their hats and gartlach, they would work energetically in the sweltering heat as if they were accustomed to such work. Even when advanced in years, Reb Zalman himself, with his flowing beard and joyful, shining face, would rush around the fields with his cutting tools in hand as if he was a young man. His simcha carried him. His shoes and white socks soared to fulfill a shlichus of Hashem, as can only be done by an oved elikim who feels an innermost delight in performing the mitzvah. While some men reaped, others sang, their pleasant voices reaching far and wide. At a distance stood the local women and their children, dressed in their Shabbos best in honor of the occasion. Looking at their faces, one was able to detect that on this day something extraordinary was taking place. When the work was done, some of the chassidim would go to wash themselves, and then Reb Zalman would put on his Shabbos silk kapota. Mincha would follow, with Reb Zalman leading the davening to the joyous niggun of Simchas Torah. Concluding the final Kaddish, Reb Zalman would wait for the minion to turn him in somersaults, as they were wont to do on Simchas Torah. Reb Zalman would then break into a lively rikud, somersaulting 3 times back and forth. A festive Suda Simcha, prepared from many milchik delicacies, was then held. The Rebbe would say a maimer and prabring for numerous hours. They would then daven maariv, the Rebbe would retire to rest in a room prepared for him, and the chassidim would continue to prabring all through the night. The following morning, after the minyan shachris, the Rebbe would leave for Lubavitch at 10 o'clock. Later in the day, Reb Zalman would bring the chassidim back, taking along the sack of wheat to hang in a designated room. There is a Kabbalah that all the effort and energy put into the Pesach preparations destroy the mazikim and bring tikkun. Therefore, one should try all he can, and Hashem, with His great mercy, will accept the good intentions of the Yidin and bring the Geula. This is part of the Tara that one is obligated to do before Yom Tov to be able to receive the Kedusha of Yom Tov. At the beginning of every year, the Friedrich Rebbe, then the Menahel of Tumchei Tmimim, would present a list of all the newly arrived Talmidim to his father, the Rebbe Rashab. One year, upon receiving the list, the Rebbe took notice of the name of a Bacher about whom it was noted that although he was a Lamdin, he had coarse midos, and his features lacked a certain edelkeit. After much thought, the Rebbe agreed to accept him, saying they would have to be worked on. As soon as the list was approved, the Friedrich Rebbe set up an especially strict seder for this bacher. When Rish Chodesh Adar arrived, the Rebbe Rashab, who was then abroad, wrote a letter instructing the Friedrich Rebbe to entrust this bacher with all the hard work needed for preparing the Shmura Matzah, and to report how he performed his tasks. For 2 weeks, the Talmud was kept busy with the most difficult work of sorting the wheat, setting up the handmill, and grinding. And when the time came for baking, he was again assigned the heaviest work. On Erev Pesach, he was awake most of the night, having been entrusted to do Bedikas Chametz in the Shul and the Yeshiva building, and was up early the following morning to kasher the oven for the last batch of matzahs. When the preparations for Pesach were completed, and the hard-working Bachram went to Toivel and dressed themselves for Yom Tov, the Friedrich Rebbe instructed this Bacher to learn a Maimer of the Alter Rebbe and to come to him the next morning at 7 o'clock to learn that Maimer again with him. Pesach night he still had no rest, for he had to help serve the Talmidim who ate the Seder together in the large base Medrash. Nevertheless, the next morning he came to the Friedrich Rebbe knowing the Maimer thoroughly. This proved to what extent the learning of Chassidus mattered to him. The Friedrich Rebbe reported all that had happened to the Rebbe Rashab. And on Achrein Shal Pesach, when the Rebbe joined the Bachrim Suda, he commented to his son, "Just look how powerful is Zeya Shal Mitzvah, the sweat of a mitzvah. Look how he has acquired different features. Instead of grubkeit, he now has the face of a mensch." A kosher and freilichem Pesach.